After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac. We are winding down with episode 13 of season 3, Mind Your Biz. We're talking marital insurance, Karen versus Giselle, Ashley's open mic, and Mo and her mimes. So stay tuned. We're about to get into it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Like cardio, Diamond District in the jazz. Set up by you, know I'm down. Just to stop the blood of friends.
You know, we had to jump into tonight's show with another number one by Cardi B.
Congratulations.
Number one. Two from her debut album. That is the first, I think, in almost a decade for a female rap artist.
No, it's the first in history ever.
Boom. That part. We are back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac. Welcome. And we like it like that. I'm your boy, Richie Scott. Who we got on the panel with us tonight?
Filling up music. It's Felicia Michelle here.
And we got a new boy.
New guy.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Lamar.
Welcome, new guy.
Thank you so much.
Just for those of you who have been tuning in all season, he has guested on this show once before, but now you are the new guy because you will be here for the duration of the season.
Yes, I'm official.
Welcome.
Contract signed. I'm ready.
He's like Kendall. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we're excited to have you here. What I want to do is do a little recap of the season like we do with every new person that comes on the show, because we have a lot of new people.
So tell us.
How have you been liking this season?
I like this season. I love Potomac. I'm very much so here for it.
Tell us why.
Have my faves.
Who are your faves? We need to know right off the bat so we know who you're going to shade already.
Ashley is one of my faves.
Ooh, messy Ashley.
Messy Ashley. Mm-hmm. She brings the mess. Definitely, I'm a fan of Monique. Mm-hmm. I love Monique. I'm not a fan of Robin. Not a fan of Robin. And Giselle, I'm not a fan of Giselle all the way either.
Really?
Her and Robin remind me like the Mean Girls in high school.
This is so intriguing.
This is very intriguing.
If you have been following this panel since we started, I mean, we have had a variety of co-hosts who have had very divergent opinions about the cast.
Come on, divergent. Vocabulary.
I'm a writer. lest you forget. No, but we've had a lot of people who have had a lot of different opinions about the cast. So it's interesting to me, you know, to see someone who is anti-Giselle, who has been on the show. Thank you, Giselle, for stopping by.
Who is
pro-Monique, who I love as well, and who is anti-Robin.
Ooh.
Why y'all give me these side eyes?
Because it's just fascinating.
It's just intriguing. But you know what? Shout out to Imani. She's actually at her family reunion. Shout out. She'll be back next week with us.
Well, listen, Monique was having her family reunion this weekend too, so maybe they're in the same place.
Get the tea. She rides for Robin. Like, that's her girl.
Yeah,
interested.
So this is going to be interesting come next week when we see, you know, who's zooming. Okay, so let's get into some thoughts about this particular episode. And for those of you who are tuning in, who are listening, you guys, we are going to be touching on marital insurance. We're going to be touching on Giselle versus Karen, Ashley's open mic, and of course Monique and her mimes. And we're going to discuss the MVP of the episode like we do every episode, so you guys can, you know, get your votes ready for who is the most valuable player for this particular episode that is coming towards the end. So you cannot go anywhere, because we got that coming up and some news and gossip. So stay tuned. But before we get into that, we want to get, you know, some general thoughts about this particular episode. What are you guys thinking?
I'll let the new boy start.
Oh, come on, new boy.
I'm so generous.
Kendall, tell us what
I'm the new king.
Stop.
New-
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
King. Thank
Richie,
you very much.
He's coming for your spot.
Scoot over.
Oh, Kendall.
I feel as though, okay, this episode was good. The mime irritated me when Giselle and the Grand Dame were having their argument. I was really irritated because, like, they were really going at it, and this mom was just distracting the anger and the frustration. Messing up the whole scene, the whole vibe. And I think producers kind of figured that, because I think they told him to scoot away, and he scooted away, and then came back. But overall, this episode was cool. You know, it was good to see Ashley, you know, write her little cute little song to her man. And I thought she was about to give us some Grammy vocals, but she very much so gave us some, you know, amateur vocals, but...
Was it amateur vocals?
I think it was amateur.
And
for if I'm looking at my phone, y'all, I'm looking up something. I got something for y'all a little later.
She ain't got no Grammys. I know you're looking up that.
You
don't know what's coming. What about you? What you think?
I thought the episode was hilarious. Like, I thought it was hilarious that Karen was giving... what's the child's name? Bundles.
No,
Candace.
Not too many. Her hair do look heavy.
I think that she's a pageant girl, so she used to have pageant hair. So mm-hmm. I think that's what that might be. I thought about it last week.
She's a pretty girl.
She's gorgeous.
Come for Candace, who has also been on the show as well.
Yes, Candace, please come back. There's nothing wrong, just too many bundles. Anyway, no, but I thought it was hilarious that Karen's giving her marriage advice. It's like, sis, you have a blue-eyed mystery man. You have a tax evasion situation. You're not really that into your husband, and he's into somebody else. So it's just kind of like, I would not be listening to her. Like, she's like that auntie that, you know, like, okay, yes, auntie. No problem.
Girl,
yes.
She's been with him for 20 years. So clearly she knows something. She knows how to fake it very well, or she knows how to love her man.
Who wants to... Bye. Sure, she knows how to love her man.
She loves her man.
She loves her lifestyle, and she loves the name, and she loves what all of those things bring to the table for her, and how she has created this persona for herself. I think that's what she loves, because Ray is not Michael B. Jordan.
Mm. Well, you know, sometimes it's not about the looks.
It was about his coinage, and now that's gone. So maybe we're
single?
Predicting an Ashley. Are you? We're predicting an Ashley divorce. I maybe even see like a Karen divorce. Mm-hmm. But those are my thoughts.
I don't think she ever going to leave him.
No, probably not.
I thought this was a good episode. I mean, I feel like it was a good transition episode from Potomac to France. You know what I'm saying? Right. It was that invite episode that they have on every Housewives show. You know, we got to get the invites out. And I feel like this invite was done in an interesting way. And what I liked is, though, I felt like, to what you were saying about that confrontation with Karen and Giselle, I felt like producers lightened the mood with that situation. Not that it was dark.
It irritated
but
me.
But it added in a housewives ridiculousness to the episode, which I feel like is kind of... They do a lot of in this particular franchise. You know what I'm saying? Mm. From Karen's wigs falling off, like they show those moments that are just kind of like,
why would you?
But WTF?
This was kind of weird because it interjected itself in a conversation that I wanted to hear, and I've been waiting to hear for like 2-3 weeks now. Debate.
But I do feel like it's gonna be a part two to that at some point.
I have a whole comment.
There are many parts to their saga.
Save it because we're gonna get into that in just a moment. But first, I want to touch on. We got to talk about this marital insurance with Candace and her fiancé, Chris. What do you guys think about this whole situation? I mean, every time it seems like we have a housewife that's getting married, the prenup comes up. You know what I'm saying? We've seen it on Atlanta. We've seen it in OC. We've seen it on a lot of other shows. What do you guys think about this whole situation?
I'm here for the prenup.
Yeah, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If we see it, it's because they have... assets that they want to protect in their marriage. And what Candace said was 100% true. When people get divorced, you say that you mean me no harm now, but later on, you might change your mind. Emotions might run. You know, it takes the same amount of passion to hate as it does to love.
Yes.
So if you can love me enough to marry me and something bad happens, I feel like you can hate me enough to do some other things to me. So I need to protect what I've earned.
Tell us more, Yamba.
All right.
You know what?
Fianla.
I'm so done. You know, I give life advice on this particular after show. So
tell us about it. What about you? What's your thoughts?
I'm here for it. I very much so believe in prenups. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in situations to where
you're about to get one.
Yeah, I definitely will have a prenup.
Okay.
I definitely, because I mean, like you said, like,
you gotta protect your inventions, boy.
I have to protect my inventions. LightMeUpSelfieLight.com. I have to protect them. because I feel like when you do break up with somebody, you do like go for the gut.
And isn't that sad though?
It is very sad. I mean, I'm not saying I do that, but I feel like people do that.
I'm
not that person.
In my mind, I feel like I don't, but like I understand that other people do. You know what I'm saying?
In your mind, you would like to pretend that you wouldn't. Like, right. We all want to think the best of ourselves and others.
Yeah.
But I've been a petty Betty when I've broken up with somebody. I've definitely been petty.
Yeah, I'm petty Paul.
I have.
Why?
It's like we both sit here reflecting on it, wanted to talk about it, and realize we would be confessing to our own crimes.
You sitting over there like you just so perfect.
Richie.
I'm not saying I'm perfect, but what I'm saying is I feel like the best revenge... Hold on.
The best
revenge is the fact that I'm not in your life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose regardless.
Right.
That's how I feel about most situations. And listen, I mean, that's how I feel.
So are you not petty?
I don't feel like I'm petty like that. No. But not with somebody I've been in any type of relationship with. No. You do me wrong, that's your choice.
Marriage,
you know,
is a completely different type of relationship. You will never be in that same situation with anybody else.
Like, and this is true.
And if you have kids together, you created a home together, you have bonded, and then, oh, now you're not going to do the things you said you were going to do? I think I might snap. Y'all seen Way in the XL. I might burn some trash in my front yard. I don't know.
Was it a mutual?
You know what? Now, what I'm thinking is, let me get the prenup to protect me from the people like you.
Why are you pointing two hands? Wait a minute.
From all of y'all over there.
That's this one right here.
I made a movie reference.
You said you were petty, too.
It was cultural.
I am petty. But in other ways.
Thank you. I'm just saying.
That was perfectly timed.
I feel what they're saying. But did y'all get the feeling? Like, I felt like was she a lawyer? What was she?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. That was
she was an attorney.
I kind of felt like she was saying, well, name either one of y'all got nothing. I felt like that's what she was low-key saying to them. Did y'all feel like? Or was it just me? And y'all know I love me some Candace. But
It kind of was, because what they were talking about was their future and what they'll have in the future. And prenups, yeah, part of that is in that. But y'all need to talk about what y'all currently have. And right now, y'all currently don't have a whole lot between the... I'm going to assume y'all don't have a whole lot between the two of you.
Yeah. Candace's mom dropped her off at that office. Her mother is very much so pushing her to have a prenup because she's a hair. So eventually...
Her mama dropped her off?
Yeah. I'm in my head, I'm thinking this. You know, I make stories up in my head like that.
She was waiting outside like Croy.
Yeah.
Or you could see her being an influence.
I can see her being a huge influence in making sure her daughter signs a prenup, because if something happens to her mother, she inherits a lot of her mother's assets. So her mother wants to make sure that you protect this and keep this for you and my grandchildren, not to give it to some man or have some man.
Or your step grandkids,
mm-hmm. You know, because I'm, yeah, that. But I definitely want, I think that her mother probably influenced her to make sure that she got a prenup so she can protect her family assets.
Her mom's a businesswoman. I don't see why she wouldn't. I think anybody who really wants the best of their child to protect their child is like, sign it.
Well, this is an instance where reality TV does get real. And we know a lot about reality TV here at AfterBuzz TV. And tell us why.
Oh, of course. Hey, AfterBuzzers, at our network, no one works harder to show you all your favorite after shows, from dramas to reality TV, sci-fi, and more. Again, no network works harder to bring you, the television fans, the stuff that you want. So we need your help, though. We're asking that you please sign up for at least subscribe to two or more. You can do more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that is tailored to you and what you like at AfterBuzz, and it will help you to find our after show easily. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, do not worry. They are optional. So please hit the subscribe button right now. Do it right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Now.
And be sure to check out all of our other after show genres. Remember, don't be shy about subscribing to those either. And if you did so, write it in the comment section and we will be sure to shout you out on air. So for now, thanks for being the best fans, and we will continue to do our very best to entertain and serve you guys. Love you all.
And speaking of entertaining, nothing was more entertaining than this conversation between Karen and Giselle and the mime.
The battle of the blonde wigs.
Let's talk about it. So Karen invites, no, well, actually Giselle invites Karen out to lunch, and they are to talk about their issues. We're not going to talk about the mime yet. So okay, let's leave the conversation at what the intent was. What do you guys think about their issues with each other?
They got too many. They have several issues.
Do you feel like these ladies are friends?
No.
Yes.
Ooh, tell us.
I don't.
Tell us, new guy.
New man.
My name is Jay Lamar. I definitely feel like they're not friends. I feel like it's a constant battle. It's like two queens battling in one castle. Mm. And Giselle wants to be at the top. Karen wants to be at the top. Mm. And so it's always a conflict. To me, it's always a conflict of interest. I feel like Karen was more loyal to Giselle than Giselle was to Karen.
Ooh.
When it came to the tax situation, that was very petty of Giselle to wear that shirt to the meeting and say the things that she said. As my friend, you should be asking me, can I hook you up with an accountant? Mm-hmm. Not pick or poke blame or pick at me and my husband for going through that type of situation. And I don't think that Karen, I think Karen was hurt because I feel like Karen probably viewed them as friends more per se. And I feel like Karen was hurt, and that's why she invited Kendall into the situation.
Mm.
I can't wait to see Kendall.
What are your thoughts?
That I don't agree with anything that Jay Lamar and boy just said.
Whoa.
Because no offense, Jay Lamar, I feel like they are friends. You have to remember, out before this show, there was a whole 10+ year history of them being friends.
You were
don't
you there?
Know how it started. There are pictures. There are photographic
from 2008.
Evidence from 2008, which was 10 years ago.
Okay.
That they've been friends, and I think that in a lot of times maybe y'all don't like, haven't experienced this. I have been in long term relationships with women. You go through ebbs and flows of your friendship. I think maybe when they initially got together that they were very close, and a part of them still wants that. That's why they keep having these conversations. That's why they keep going back and forth. Why would they go back if they didn't really care and didn't really want to be friends? At this point, what's battling is their egos, not their friendship. It's a matter of ego at this point. And anybody could have an ego issue with somebody. You feel like I walk in the room and I'm too big and bad for you. Yeah. And I feel like you're too big and bad for me. I could really like you, though. And we could really be friends. But their issue is, I don't know, too much blonde wigs, not enough space for air, too much ego.
So basically, like I said, two queens in one castle. So you agree with that to that degree.
But I think that they are friends, because why would they continue to keep trying to have this conversation? If I don't like you, I'm not going to keep talking to you about anything.
Well, they're going to check for it.
There's that. Oh, this is why I agree with
but the
both
tax
of you.
Fraud thing was messed up, and inviting Kendall was messed up too. This is tit for tat.
They both did messed up things to each mm-hmm. other. I feel like, and they were both in retaliation to something else. But I'm thinking to myself, I feel like they were friends. I do. I feel like they were friends because I feel like what happens on these shows. No, what happened? Listen. What happens on these shows is that, you know, these shows tear friendships up.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. I feel like they were friends, but you asked at this present moment, do I feel like they're friends? They're not friends now.
And I want to know what Karen's drunk conversations are at 3 in the morning. I want to know. Like, I want to know all of that
stuff.
Yeah,
because I only knew her to have called Robin ever in the morning to talk about anything.
No, apparently she's called
Giselle and Robin are the same person. You didn't know that? They're at the help.
Well, this is what you won't do.
I guess we'll talk about this when we talk about Candace, but they're joined at the hip. Whatever Giselle says, Candace.
Listen.
Robin says.
I do feel like there's something worth fighting for both of them.
In their friendship?
In Karen and Giselle's friendship, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's something worth, I feel like there's history there. Where they are now in terms of the show, I feel like it's something different, but I feel like they've had something there that's kept them at this point. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like we like their relationship, whatever it may be.
I don't like
whether they're battling each other or whether they're really, you know, they have a moment where they're actually coming together. I feel like we like that as viewers.
I prefer to see them laugh together. I think they get on really well, like in Kiki and Ha Ha. Like, I like when they're friends.
Yeah.
Me personally.
I mean, I don't want anybody to be, but I feel like to me, the
yes,
true.
Yes, we do. It's reality TV.
But we want a little beef. Listen, what I do want on my reality show is this. I want you to beef, but I don't want you to carry it on too long. And yeah. I don't want it to get too dark. And that's why I feel like I like this show, because they do tend to beef and then go back to like
friends.
I like that.
I feel like, to me, the true test of any relationship, friendship, or whatever the case may be, is when you're down. And I feel like when Karen was down, Giselle did not offer a hand to pick up her friend. She kicked her several times while she was down. So to me, as my friend, if that was my friend, I wouldn't want to be friends with you no more. I see where you stand. You'd rather have a running joke on a reality show or try to do a new catchphrase than to care about me going through a very serious situation, because Karen could have went to jail. Her husband could have went to jail. Taxes is real.
Yeah, the government doesn't play about giving them their money.
Yeah. So I feel like she kicked her while she was down. That, you don't do a friend like that. Somebody that you call a friend. And then her joke wasn't even funny. T-shirt was dingy. Wasn't ironed.
It wasn't dingy. It was ironed because it was ironed on letters. Like she,
the sleeves was wrinkled.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, this is where the petty comes out of.
Here we go.
I see it now.
But let me point out one more thing. In their conversation, it was a power struggle. It was like, you start. No, you start. Well, I came here to listen. Well, it's like, well, are either one of y'all going to actually talk about anything?
Two powerful women.
Yeah. And then the mime comes.
I think that's why the scene got interrupted. I thought that it was interrupting something important, but I realized that he probably wasn't, because they probably were just sitting there having a power struggle.
No, honey, because Karen, her nostrils flared up, and she was about to go. Yeah,
you felt it in your shanana.
I feel like Karen got new lips. This is just an aside. I do.
Not you about that. We are
13 episodes in, and you just now noticed Karen's lips.
I gotta compare.
Okay, so I'm right?
I noticed something was different.
Especially if you look at, I feel like they got re-injected in that blonde. Let me tell you something. She looks amazing in that blonde wig and that yellow dress.
Yep.
But those lips, baby, those lips look like. I ain't mad at it though.
I have to look at it. Maybe next week we'll do a compare.
I keep looking at them. I'm like,
yes, next week let's see that.
Because she always pursing her lips, so I'm always looking at them like, what's happening here?
She does do that a lot.
She does that a lot. I kept watching her during the entire argument.
I wonder who paid for her.
Speaking of kicking people while they're down, petty.
That ain't my friend.
Clearly. But you know what? We do have friends who are listening to us on iTunes. So shout out to everyone who's listening to us on iTunes. So guys, listen, if you are watching us on YouTube, you can see our beautiful faces, right?
Hey.
You see it. But if you're listening to us, you can hear our beautiful voices. So guys, if you're listening to us on iTunes, also recognize that you can also watch us on YouTube and vice versa. So if you're happen to be in your car somewhere and you're or you're on the treadmill or whatever, always know that you can listen to us and all of our shows on iTunes.
Boom. Yes, subscribe, and we need all 5 stars.
We need all 5 stars.
Not enough.
Yes.
All 5 stars, all these mics. And speaking of mics, let's talk about Ashley's open mic night. Let's talk about it.
So,
is good idea for the restaurant or nah?
I think it was a really shameless and like kind of corny, but she tried to do it right. I don't think it was anything about Oz. I think it was totally about showing Michael something. And what she showed him, I'm not really sure. What I heard and what Michael heard could sound different. Because, you know, when you're in love with somebody, the things that they say sound different to them. So she might sound like a beautiful cherub. To me, it just sounded like she should have just ran up, just did a couple vocal exercises for her. Because it's not that she can't sing.
It was karaoke.
That was not karaoke.
Well, it reminded me. It was like her karaoke voice. It wasn't.
Yes, she was not layered. There was no background vocals. She needed to have like a shot of olive oil, and I think she would have been.
I think it was. Perfect. It was about the. Sometimes it's about the emotion.
I don't think anybody got emotional though.
Do you think she emoted well?
Yes. I swore her husband was over there like looking real teary eyed.
He was over the moon.
I think so.
You thought he was?
When I have to hold in my laugh, my eyes water up.
So you think he was holding his laugh? That is so rude.
No, but if you know Michael, Michael's rude. Like, Michael's not, like, a super sensitive guy. Like, he makes a lot of jokes and stuff. So it's for him to have a sense of humor about it. And her brother was up there, and I was like...
Can I tell y'all a secret?
Tell
Absolutely.
Us. We like secrets.
I am really not here for their marriage.
Oh, that's not a secret. Most of us aren't either.
Well, why?
He don't want to have a baby with her. And she was foolish for signing that prenup again.
To extend it.
All she had was 6 more months. 6 more months.
You could do 6 months in your sleep.
If Ashley be my friend, I said, come on, I would say, come live out here for 6 months. It'll go real fast.
We talked about that. And I'm like, even if you got back together with him, I wouldn't have re-upped that. No. I wouldn't have done that thing over.
Hopefully that was for television.
No.
She said it was a measure of
2 more years to that. Real quick, so I want to talk about this whole discussion between Karen and Robin.
Can I just say one more thing about Ashley?
Yeah, say it.
Okay, so my thing with Ashley was, if you remember, she said, I could either be really upset about my marriage not working out, or I could do everything in my power to do this thing for him. And I think she's the super delusional. Super delusional. You want a baby. He don't want a baby.
And he's not going to have a baby with you.
And
like, he's not.
You know what?
And
though,
then she said it too. She said, he doesn't want to have a child with me.
It's difficult, I think, again, to, like, when you said when you're married, I mean, you have a different level of commitment to the situation. So it's kind of like, you either just give up easily, or you say, I'm going to fight until the death of me to make this work.
No, that's called fraud. She could get that annulled because she was under the circumstances. She might be able to fight this in court, y'all. Listen to Lawyer Felicia. Because she was under the impression that she would have kids.
Tell us about the law.
I'm just saying, she was, because if it's fraudulent, you got married under, like, fraudulent terms. Pretenses, like, she was under the impression that they were going to get married and they were going to have a family, which means they would have children, natural born children between him and her. And now that that's not happening, I think that really changes things. Like I said 2 weeks ago, the preface of the marriage was that they were going to have kids, and now you're saying you don't want to have any kids.
Mm. And keep in mind, ever since he's appeared on the show, he's been, like, playing with the fact of, like, I don't want children with you, or not right now, or maybe we should wait.
That has whether been, it was, like, a little bone he dropped.
Yeah, like, whether it was, let's wait till the restaurant is up and going, and then once the restaurant gets up and going, then we can think about children. Now it's, you know, you too much like your mama, so I don't want to have no kids with you.
That was mean as
that
hell.
Was very disrespectful. That was very disrespectful. As pretty as she is and as young as she is, and she in D.C., Chocolate City.
Go on down the park during happy hour, girl. Honey, We'll
snag you a piece.
And some good macaroni and cheese.
And she's not lying about that.
Cheese is so good. Shout out to
these ghosts. Amazing.
Amazing.
Shout out to the park on 14th. Speaking of sitting down and eating, because Robin was.
Yeah.
I can't blame her either. I wonder if she was eating emu. But
she don't like an emu type of girl.
Apparently, Robin, what I did last night was I watched Giselle's live. She was talking about the episode last night, and she said that Robin was sick, like she had the flu or something like that when she was there filming, so she sounded kind of raspy when she was talking to Karen. That's why. Just a little bit of exposition for you guys who are watching the show. What did you guys think about this conversation between her and Karen? Anything resolved?
Karen
did apologize.
But she did it in a Karen way. And I never have seen Karen give what I feel like is a sincere apology. Maybe once. I don't want to give her no time. So maybe once. But it's like her apologies are not sincere. You didn't tell the truth. We saw it. Run it back. You said you would go. Then you didn't want to go. Just say, I didn't want to go, sis.
Bottom line, do we think Karen's a liar? Yes or no?
She exaggerates the truth.
She been lying.
Yes or no?
She exaggerates the truth.
Okay, we got a yes right here. Karen, can you tell us what do you think?
I love it.
Because that's what we get all season. That.
She exaggerates the truth.
No real answer.
But I wasn't here for her and Robin's conversation. I feel like it should have been done somewhere else. And I also feel like
the way she came at it, though, was like there was no choice. I mean, she sat down and went right at Robin. So it was like, okay, you want to talk? Let's talk.
You know I'm not here for Robin. So
We'll defend that later on in the season because I feel like you got some problems. What I do want to talk about who has problems is Monique because she's trying to invite everybody on this trip.
Why?
And
I don't understand the point.
I don't either at all.
I feel like the way she went about this invitation was probably not the best.
Like, it was like, Sweet 16. It was like that show, Sweet 16, when they would invite you with, like, an elaborate thing. Like,
right.
Don't present no man to my door, no paint on his face. I'm scared to death of clowns and things like that. Send somebody to my door. You sent someone to my house?
She could have sent, like, Eiffel Tower cakes or something.
Cute little cupcakes.
Or the call the obligatory housewives phone call to invite someone on the trip. Because what she said was, in her creating these invites with the kids, that she didn't have time to hand deliver them. But you had in a couple of hours to make these invitations, because they were cut. They were cut little pieces of artwork on those invites. So my thing is, like, you probably should have called.
Waste the money.
Because now you just had a whole umbrella fight with Robin, and you're inviting her on a trip, so that don't make any sense.
You know it would have been cute and kind of comical and a little bit shady if she had sent the invitations with umbrellas. Like, they show up to the door and, like, they pop open the umbrella and there's the invitation on the umbrella.
In my mind, you really don't want me to go on the trip now. You just don't want... You don't want me
yet. Yeah, that would not have been a way to... But I like
that. The phone call would have been better to say, hey, guys, listen, I know we haven't been getting along. Yeah. What I would like to do is invite you on a trip out of the country, because what I hope is we can see another side of each other. Something.
Well, that's what the invitation... To me, the invitation would just signify that. The
fact well,
that
listen,
you
want to honestly,
that's a lot of stuff. You didn't put your hands on me, all up in my face. You put your umbrella against my neck. Like, next time I see you, I'm going to probably smack you.
Robin deserved to have to be choked up with an umbrella.
Not really, because Monique said, say it to my face. And so Robin did.
Robin's a bully.
Don't send for someone if you're not ready for them to come.
Boom.
Monique was ready.
Well, let me ask you guys this question.
Umbrella in hand.
I'm asking you guys this question, and to everybody who's watching and listening. If you were in Robin or Giselle's situation and someone invited you to a trip to the south of France, all expense paid, what is your response? Yes or no?
Me right now as I am myself?
Yes.
Then I guess I'm going to have to just put make bygones be bygones. And I see that you're trying to do right by me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Do you know what the temperature's like this time of year so I can know what to pack? Don't worry, I'll Google it.
And the moment that you irk my nerves is the moment I make that trip a very much so solo trip.
Yes. Because that's what she said. She's like, we'll just go off by ourselves.
That's what I thought. And that's what I would do too. Now, since we covered all of the hot topics today, we have to talk about our MVP of the episode. And as you guys know, every week we discuss who added the most value to the episode. You guys can comment in the comment section because we want to hear what you guys think. But before we do that, we have to hear what new guy thinks.
Yeah, we're watching too.
Who do you think?
Yeah, we're watching.
Ooh, we got some talk on the live chat. So we're going to get to that in 1 second. We're going to shout one of you out. So just hold on for that. Mm-hmm. But new guy, tell us.
Ooh, my MVP of the show would have to be...
You already know.
I'm going to go with Ashley. Ashley is the MVP of the show.
Why? Tell us why real quick.
Yes. That was perfect. Yes, because that was
so
my thoughts
shady.
Exactly.
Because she put her heart out there on the microphone.
Oh, that was real nice.
And she put
like
out that
it. Force. I like it like Cardi.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't agree?
who was yours?
Oh, my MVP of the episode? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give my MVP of the episode to that mime. Because that was hilarious. And I've never seen someone interrupt a house. I've never seen anyone who's outside of the cast interrupt a housewife episode ever. Right. Or argument, rather. I've never seen that, like, on all the Housewives franchise, that someone who's not a part of the show came in and kind of, like, stole the scene and, like, messed it kind of up. I thought it was hilarious. She's like, get away. They're like, go sit by me. Go sit by her. Like, they were just, like, throwing him to the side. Like, then they were on the same page. I thought that was cute. And, like, get out of here.
I was actually going to give it to the mime, but since you chose that, I'm going to choose someone else. I'm going to leave it to Monique this episode because I do feel like, you know, even though we know the producer set this up, the way they did it for her to do it created some tension and it forced her to have to let go of some issues that she's had with some of the ladies, and she did that. I'd love Giselle and Robin, but I do feel like their reactions to the invite was kind of like not the best. I would have preferred them just to be like, okay, well, we'll just see what happens and we'll just go. You know what I'm saying? So I have to give props to her. And, you know, she had a very deep conversation with Charisse, which I feel like is far from over.
Oh, no, there's more to that.
Far from over. So I'm really looking forward to see, because I do feel like she did not realize that Charisse was upset. Mm-hmm. I feel like that took her by surprise. So I'm going to give it to Monique.
Okay, Monique. Mm-hmm. And, give that to you.
Really quickly, since we got a little time to cover some news and gossip.
Cool. Yeah.
A little news. I got
AfterBuzz TV News.
A little bit of news and gossip for you. So BravoTV.com asked Giselle, tell us about this conversation with Monique at Oz. Why did you decide to go to France? She says, Monique inviting me to Cannes so that we could see another side of her makes absolutely no sense. If you can't be nice in Potomac, I'm clearly not interested in flying to another country to see if you can be a decent human being. I felt like France was the perfect opportunity for me to kick it with Robin and see how many flower dresses Ashley Darby packed in her suitcase.
Oh, shady.
There's that. A little bit of other news and gossip. Oh, yes. We got two more pieces. So, apparently, Ashley's new summer hit, what is it called? It's called Coffee Love.
It's a hit.
It's a new summer single. It's coming out soon, guys. So you guys will hopefully be able to purchase it on
Coffee
iTunes.
Coffee Love?
Coffee Love. It'll be out soon.
Is you think that's with her, yeah, because of her and Michael? Like, she's the coffee and he's the cream? Is that what she thinks?
That might be it.
You know, I don't know, but we'll find out soon.
Is that
the
song she sang tonight?
That's the song she sang.
Oh, hell no.
No, it might sound good in the studio.
And guys, guess what? There's a video for it. If you guys go to Tia Potomac on Instagram, you guys can see a clip of the video.
Yeah.
Unless Michael will say that. I love the look of those baby blues.
And we gotta stay eye to eye. Thought about compromise. Built it from the bottom so our passion could intertwine. Intensify closest, find out something that's so divine. And take it to the top around the world simply for the ride. Here is to the love. Go through Juliet's last words. My heart was a computer, baby, you'd be the password.
Happy you're my partner, yeah, in crime.
Sounds like a hit.
That loving is a drug, well, that's nothing new. And I know this, and I cannot get enough of you. All I know is that this feeling is untouchable.
Get into it.
So my ears hurt.
That guy's coffee love.
Congratulations.
You heard it here first, y'all.
It's horrible. All I
know is that this feeling is untouchable. I'm not letting go now that I found you.
First off, is T-Pain on this? This is, oh my god, the auto tune is crazy.
But you can get a little dirty wine to this.
Like, yeah, that beat is dope.
You can't get a dirty nothing from me on this song.
That beat is dope. One other news and gossip is some sad news. Karen Huger and father passed away.
Oh, no. Her mom passed away last year.
Yep. So her father passed away. So we're sending our thoughts and prayers to Karen at this time. But
we're sending out some love and some coffee love.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
There's one thing you know about her. You know she really loves her family.
Yes.
Boom.
Sorry, that was...
No, it was for me.
It was too good.
Because I was too good.
I was trying to move past.
Coffee love. Kept that.
I felt bad. I was like, I'm trying to move past Richie's comment.
Let's get into a couple of predictions really, really quickly before we end.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
New guy, tell us what you think.
I'm gonna need y'all to stop calling me new guy. I've been before. I sat on this panel before.
I know, but it's more fun when we do it.
Yes.
I am predicting that Giselle and Monique argue on the Paris trip.
Duh! Newsflash! Well, thank you for your contribution.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
See, I'm breaking news and stuff. Exclusive and stuff.
A blind man could see that. Like, you know.
Okay, what about you? What you think going on?
I'm excited to see what's going on with Charisse, because we're going to see next week that Charisse is the one who has spilled some... who had told Monique to bring Kendall around.
That's what I'm interested to see. I predict that there's going to be some fallout from that. And I... Listen, yes. I think that...
like, you may smell do your dirty work, kind of.
That's going to be the catalyst for the Monique and Charisse fallout. But you guys will have to wait till next week. Come back and see us. But before we do all that, where can we find you guys outside of here?
Well, since I'm the new guy, I might as well go first, huh?
You guys can find me on social media
at I am Jay Lamar.
What's up? You can find me on social media. It's Felicia Michelle.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Scott. You guys make sure to comment, rate, like. We will comment back. We want to talk to you guys. We didn't do our fan shout-out, but we got them for you next week. So you guys got to come back because we love you guys. Keep commenting, keep watching, and we'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff,
We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.